Rich DeMiro here, Rich on Tech. Thanks for listening to the podcast. With me is Kyan Drance, VP of iPhone Product Marketing. Kyan, thanks for chatting with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. So we've got the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 12 Pro hitting stores. Let's talk about some of the biggest features. And one notable feature is 5G. So what will be the benefit to users of 5G?
Certainly. Well, so there's a lot of great features, as you said, Rich. I mean, these are the biggest leaps that we've ever had with iPhone. We've got everything from all new beautiful designs. I've got the blue and the Pacific blue in my hands here. We have incredible durability with ceramic shield, Super Retina XDR display across the board, A14, the fastest chip, incredible new MagSafe, and of course, 5G. So about 5G, well, let's talk about that. Well, it's going to benefit a lot of everyday things, essentially faster downloads and faster uploads. So think downloading your TV episodes on the go, high quality video streaming, uploading things that you want to share, like photographs or maybe some of that 4K video that you've shot on iPhone that you want to share with people. And that's just the beginning. We're going to see great applications like we have FaceTime HD, HD quality over cellular for the first time on 5G. We're going to see apps take advantages such as for gaming and a whole bunch of other great things that people are going to get to take advantage of.
So 5G, and I've already found a signal a couple different places. Is there going to be an impact to my battery life? Do I have to worry about that? Because my iPhone 11 Pro Max lasted all day long. I never really had to think about it. Is there more of a concern because of this newer signal?
Well, these iPhone models have great battery life, and it was really important for us to look at that with 5G coming into play as well. So there's a few things that we did. First of all, the great thing about Apple is that we're able to design all of our components. So with the hardware working together with software, we're able to do custom components that are targeted for better battery life that fit really great within our system. And we're able to make a bunch of software optimizations throughout the entire system to make battery life even better. And on top of that, we added a new feature called Smart Data Mode. That will allow you to manage your 5G usage and battery life a bit better so that you can use 5G speeds when it really matters. And then for places where maybe it doesn't matter as much, we'll revert to 4G LTE speeds to save your battery life. And then the last part of it that I think is really important is the work we've done with our carrier partners, working with them on their network settings, on their deployment plan. So they're also optimizing their settings together with iPhone to optimize for battery life.
Now, we saw you on stage at the big Apple presentation talking about ceramic shield. And so this is a stronger screen, four times. I've heard that four times number. I'm not really sure what that means, but explain that to me. And do I still need a screen protector, or is this, you know, how's this going to improve my use day to day?
Sure, Rich. Well, look, this is the biggest leap in durability we've ever had for iPhone. So what is it? So it's called Ceramic Shield, and it's here on the front of all the iPhone models this year. And what it does, it's actually not even glass. It goes beyond glass. It's a new material, and it infuses nano ceramic crystals into it. And that makes it incredibly strong, but also it's optically transparent, which is fantastic to protect your display. And when we talk about the 4X better drop performance, that includes the benefit a ceramic shield, plus this new design with the beautiful flat edges, that actually makes it even more durable. So that means if your phone falls and it hits that ceramic shield, it will have a four times better chance of surviving without damage or cracking. But the extra bonus too is on the back, we're still using the toughest glass available in a smartphone. And even if you drop it on the back, we have a 2x better performance gain in that drop performance also for the back. So it's just really durable this year, and we're excited to bring that to everybody across the line.
All right. So now the number one thing everyone loves to know about the iPhone is the camera improvements. Now the camera was already really good. Has it gotten better, and how?
It absolutely has gotten better. It's pretty exciting because every photo and video you take this year will be better than before. And there's a number of things going on. First of all, we have an all new camera system powered by that A14 Bionic. And that gives us lots of leaps in performance, in beautiful image quality, things that we're able to do through software in addition to our great hardware. Now on the wide camera, which is a camera that is often used, we have a larger F1.6 aperture, our fastest yet. That lets in 27% 100% more light. That helps every photo, every video, especially the lower light ones, but that's great for better image fidelity and detail. And on top of that, through computational photography, we're bringing night mode that was really popular, of course, last year. We're bringing that to the ultra wide camera and the front camera, so you can take night mode selfies as well without using a flash. We're bringing deep fusion, which was that incredible detailed texture and image processing that you get. That's also coming to all of the cameras across the line. So there's some amazing improvements. And if you're big on video, especially now people making a lot of videos at home, we're having 4K video with HDR recording, and that includes support for Dolby Vision. So now you can capture these cinema grade productions on your iPhone. You can edit them on your iPhone. You can share them all in 4K resolution. And so that is also an incredible leap on the video side.
I had a chance to shoot some pictures and videos with the 12 Pro, and the videos, I mean, the pictures pop, but the videos are just really, really amazing. Let's move on to MagSafe. This is a new feature that uses magnets on the back of the device to let you magnetically attach accessories. What types of accessories are available at launch, and what's the convenience all about there?
Absolutely. So it first starts with better wireless charging. So we love wireless charging, but some of us may have had the experience. You put it down on the wireless charger. Maybe you don't quite hit it. You move it a little bit. It ends up not fully charged, or it takes a little bit longer to charge it. So that was like a pretty fundamental thing that we wanted to solve. And so what the MagSafe system allowed us to do through the magnets that you describe is to precisely have that charging efficiency and alignment every time. And it's very easy to set it down with the MagSafe charger. You get faster wireless charging. And again, you're not going to miss that perfect alignment when you set it down. Now, on top of that, we wanted to do more with the MagSafe system. And that does include some accessories that we're making available first. First, we have a bunch of cases. I've got an example here of a silicone case. We also have leather and clear cases. We also have this delightful leather wallet that's compatible with MagSafe. So all you do is just simply put it on the back of your phone. It can go on top of the case. You can put it right on top of the phone as well, just as you need it. And of course, you can conveniently remove it when you're not using the wallet. And this is just the beginning stuff that we're creating. We're also seeing our partners create things. Belkin is going to be introducing a car vent that you can mount your phone in the car. Also, they have a multi-charging dock. And we also have coming later the MagSafe dual charger, which folds up nicely. You can charge your phone on one side, your Apple Watch on another side, and you can do that with a single charging device. We're also going to introduce a leather sleeve. You can put your phone in. There's a little window. It detects when you've got your phone in. You've got a little clock show up, and it matches the color of the sleeve. So just a few great things like that. And of course, MagSafe is open up to other developers, and so we're excited to see what other people come up with too.
One question I'm getting about MagSafe, since there's magnets in your pocket, you might have a, you know, either a credit card in there or a hotel key card. Is it going to deactivate those things? Should we be putting those in a different pocket at this point?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm glad you asked. So first of all, there's a lot of electronic products out there that have magnets. So it's not really anything new in terms of consumer electronics. Now, certainly, we are taking care to make sure that we're being as protective as possible. And those credit cards, they're made with magnetic stripes that are pretty strong. So that shouldn't be a problem next to your phone. And often people carry them. They don't carry them naked. They're in a wallet or something like that. What you do want to just watch out for is those like single use types of cards, like the hotel cards or sort of loco cards. You might not want to put those right against that. But certainly, you know, we've got great options like the wallet. The wallet is shielded, so you can put things in here and it's no problem, of course, with the wallet.
All right. Now, we are in a pandemic. I'm sure you are well aware of that, as we all
yes.
are. Waiting in line is not ideal. Normally, Friday's Apple launch day, all these folks line up at the Apple store. Probably won't happen this year due to the pandemic. How are you getting phones into people's hands this year because of all this?
Sure. Well, launch is going to look a little different. Of course, the excitement is just as high. But if you do want to get an Apple product, we hope you do for Friday, the best thing to do is just to order online, and then you'll be able to do either contactless delivery to your home, or if you want to come in and your store has it available, you can do in-store pickup. You can do curbside pickup. Some stores have an express delivery. You just want to check on your retail store what is available to you. Now, if you do show up as a walk-in, of course, if the store is open, we'd love to see you. We will help you out. In many cases, we may give you an appointment to come back at a later time. But certainly, you may expect to just wait a little bit longer because of occupancy in the stores and of physical distancing. We may not be able to get everybody in as quickly as possible, but certainly, we're going to be working hard to make sure that you're serviced as best as possible.
And on Friday, October 23rd, they will have the iPhone 12 and then the iPhone 12 Pro. The iPhone Mini and the Max or Pro Max will come out at a later point.
That's right, Rich. So as you said, this Friday, the 23rd, you're going to have iPhone 12, iPhone 12 Pro, and the smaller iPhone 12 Mini, the larger iPhone 12 Pro Max. The ordering will start on November 6th, and those will be available on November 13th. So if the phones that we have this Friday are not enough, there's more stuff coming, and that'll be available shortly afterwards.
Okay, now one thing that surprised me, I know you talked about the smaller iPhone box in the presentation, but it is small. I mean, it's half the size of the previous box, which Apple has said they're doing for eco reasons. There's also no headphones this time or a power adapter. But what I noticed and what some folks are pointing out is that it's a USB-C cable. And that might be new to some people who have not had another gadget, or maybe last year's device, like I got it in the iPhone 11 Pro Max. I got that connector with it. So, but some people who haven't upgraded in a while may not have a way to plug that in. So can you talk about how people can plug in their phone to charge this year using that new cable? And can we use our old cables and old chargers? And what's the impact of that?
Sure. So first of all the iPhone 12 models, you can still use your old Lightning cables and any of those power adapters that work with that. And you saw, we said we had over 2 billion of those power adapters out there. There's others that from other manufacturers is over 3 billion of those. And there's just as many Lightning cables that go with that. So any of those will still work. In fact, we encourage you to still use those as well. Now, if you do need a new one or you can't find, you've misplaced your old one, you have a reason to get one, we did include the USB-C to Lightning cable in the box. Now, it's different because it's more modern. It's faster, enables that fast wire charging where you can get up to 50% charge in 30 minutes, where you do need that USB-C side connector to do. Now, that can still be used with any USB-C power adapter. So where can you get one of those? Well, you might already have one. If you have even another smartphone product or another consumer electronic product, in the past couple of years, a lot of those have moved towards those Type-C adapters, and that can fit into the cable you get in the box. Now, if you're an Apple user and you happen to have a Mac or an iPad, we also have included those USB-C power adapters in recent years for those products, and the computer ports themselves include USB-C. So those are other options for you. And after that, if you still need to get a USB-C power adapter, we do have it for a reduced price that you can get that at Apple. And of course, there's many third-party offerings as well.
I always wondered that with like my MacBook Pro, it's got this giant adapter, which still uses USB-C, but the brick is actually pretty big. There's no harm in plugging my phone into that. I'm not going to overcharge it or overpower it.
It's a good question, Rich. Yes, you can absolutely use that with your phone. It will be fine and safe, and it will do that fast charging that's really convenient. And then you can just take advantage of that same power adapter that you have for your Mac.
Okay. But if you're charging overnight, no big deal. It's just going to be a little bit of a slower charge with your older cables, but it'll still work. Kaiann, this was great. Absolutely. Is there anything else I didn't ask that you want to mention about the new iPhones launching?
Well, we're really excited. So if you're thinking about getting a new iPhone, this is a fantastic time, not just because of the great features, but there's some unprecedented carrier offers across all of the major US carriers, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon. And you can get those offers in Apple retail stores or online. If you're having trouble deciding what phone you want to get, we've added a shopping assistance, which is really cool. You can actually book a specialist appointment in a store, if that's available in store, where they can walk you through the lineup, answer your questions, help you understand the ways to buy, including the carrier offers, or whether it's financing or trade-in opportunities. And online, you can chat with one of these specialists. So we're really excited to roll that out as well. And we think it'll be a great thing, especially in the pandemic, as you said, for folks to learn a little bit more about the products and the ways to get them.
All right. Kaiann Drance with Apple. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Rich DiMiro, richontech.tv. Thanks so much for listening.